Hey there everyone, Barbling here, and today we are going to talk about pre-selling by email. So what do I mean by pre-selling by email? Well, think about times in the past where you yourself might have heard about a product or heard about an idea, an opportunity, something that might have caught your attention, and then you forgot about it, and then you heard about it again, and maybe other people were talking about it, and you heard how this particular product or idea, well, it delivered a tremendous amount of benefits to those buyers. You know, think about all of the pre-sell hype that goes on with new product launches like iPhones, iPads, iAnythings, virtual reality, and such like that. When the opportunity, though, came for you to be able to purchase it yourself, you had already had so much information and excitement about it, you couldn't hit that buy button fast enough. Have you ever experienced that? I know that I have, or so. And the thing is the same thing, you can create that same kind of experience for people on your email list. It's called basically the art of building up excitement. When you build up excitement via your email mailing list, you are stacking the anticipation. You're intriguing, you're engaging, you're getting folks ready to be able to experience the same kind of excitement when they purchase, whenever you happen to then send them the link to that particular product. Now think about it. If people just tend to see your sales page just by itself, I mean, they might not even read past the headline, right? I mean, okay, true, maybe you try to do a great job with your copy, you try to grab their attention, but you know, once folks reach a certain part of the page where they're reading, top, middle, what have you, it might not hit upon or grab the emotional attachment that gets people saying, oh my gosh, I need to buy now. So the thing is before you send somebody on your list, on your email marketing list, to a product, you ideally want to have pre-sold the notion that this is a really, really excellent, great thing to buy. So how does that work? Well, and why do you want to do that? Well, you get past the fact that you only have a few seconds to grab somebody's attention cold. But if you build it up as a story, well, pre-selling an idea, a launch, a product, generally will then result in a heck of a lot more commissions for you. Basically, you want to create that emotional connection within the person who is on your list. Because if they know, they can't wait to get to that sales page, they can't wait to click that buy button, you know your commissions are going to increase. Now, thinking about the art of pre-selling and reputation and the vendor's reputation as such, you know, there's been folks who have told product creators, heck, who've told even me, that when they see that I released a product, they don't even wait to see what that product's about. They buy it. Why? Well, because they know I deliver. And they know that I satisfy and I over-deliver on a lot of the excitement and knowledge that they are looking to gain. They know they're going to get a fantastic value once they purchase. And that is a great, wonderful thing. That's a case where folks have been pre-sold so much prior to what it is that I have to deliver, other folks have to deliver, they don't even have to know what the main topic is. They're ready to buy. Now, when we're talking about pre-selling, however, in email, there's some different techniques, that you want to consider. So, for example, some people have the benefit that they've been in business for years and years and years, and you've built up the reputation, you've built up the trust, you've built up such and all of that. And other folks, well, they're just new to email marketing, they're new to product creation, they're new to affiliate marketing, and they're just starting. So how the heck can they build up the art of pre-selling, the art of excitement within their own products that they're promoting or other affiliate products that they're promoting to their list as well? That is an excellent question. And here's how you do it. Think for a second why people buy products. They do not buy products because of the features. And I cannot emphasize this enough. They do not buy products because of the features. They buy because of the benefits. They buy because of how they envision the product is going to make them feel. They buy because of the vision of how they're going to spend the extra income they're going to earn from having a successful launch or successful whatever the product solution does in the future. In essence, people want easier, better, simple solutions to issues in their life, okay? They don't want to have to do a lot of thinking about it. They don't want to do a lot of angsting about it. And a lot of times, it'll take more than just one contact, one bout of information before somebody will say, aha, I'm going to hit the trigger and I'm going to buy the product. And have you ever heard the rule of seven, that customers have to see something seven times before they decide to purchase? Well, one of the ways you can take advantage of this with pre-selling is to create the story, okay? It is to intrigue, to get people excited about what the next chapter of the story is going to be. So, for example, let's think that somebody heard about a particular product, or you told somebody about a particular sales page product. They visit it, they see it, but they really don't know too much about you, the person who sent them there, and it's like, well, all right, I'll pass. Instead of something like that, consider the following scenario. Somebody's joined your list, and they get your morning newsletters, they get your morning emails, and you start a story. Maybe each title of your email is chapter one, chapter two. That's one of my favorite techniques to use. And first, you start to stir up the problem that the person might have. It might be an issue in their marketing. It might be if your list deals with weight loss. It might be an issue with commitment to staying the path. If the niche deals with dog training, the issue might be preventing your puppy from eating your coffee cups or something like that. Or such. So you send an email that stirs up the problem. Then the next email that you send is going to start offering a hint to the solution. Something that will describe a portion of the solution, and you're handing it out on a silver platter, and then you follow up with possibly two or three more stories, and with a close that gives the final solution, in other words, the affiliate link that you want people to visit, click on, and buy from you. So what is the basis of that past 5, 7, 3 emails that you've sent? You're creating a story. You're creating continuity. You're creating anticipation. People are going to be intrigued. Oh, wow, I've read chapter one. I can't wait until I see chapter two. Wow, chapter two, I didn't know that. I wonder what she's going to share in chapter three. So the next time you want to consider increasing your conversions, consider taking advantage of the art of pre-selling. Make sure your first email will hit upon an emotional need or an emotional problem, or not even just the emotional problem, just hit on the emotions of the individual who's reading. Then the second email will then restate that particular emotional angst and issues and such, and you close that email hinting at the solution. And then the third email, the third email will then go present the entire solution along with the link so that people who are reading your email can click buy and boom, you get the commission. So I bet you're wondering to yourself right now, cheaper self, can you give me an example of this? And I am so glad you asked. Now, hang on for a second. I need to pull all of this up because I'm going to read this to you from my screen. So let's give an example, okay? And let's see, let's pick a good topic. How about stay-at-home parents, stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home dads, etc., etc.? Let us see how you can pre-sell the idea of parents staying at home, yet being able to write a blog and earn money while they're at home taking care of their kids. So we'll start off with email number one, and the subject will be parents who need more money. It could be moms who need more money. It could be dads who need more money. It could be single parents who need more money. It all depends upon what your niche is, etc. So, and the content would be, and let's pause for a second because I need now to read this. Hey there, having children is amazing. It is a huge blessing. And now you, well, you've decided to stay at home with your kids, or you want to stay at home with them to see them grow up for the future. But you know, the only problem is there's just not enough money. Not enough money for bills, not enough money for vacations. You know, it's really virtually next to impossible today for families to live off a single income in today's world. But you know, the issue is you don't want to miss a single moment of your child's life. So what's the answer? You know, I totally understand and I get what you're going through right now, because this is one of the toughest things that new parents have to face. And you know something? This topic is so important that I really would like to start sharing some solutions about it. But I can see I've written a lot right now, so I'll just sign off right now and stay tuned for tomorrow, because you are going to love what you uncover. And that's it. All right, you might want to add a PS, which is, PS, I'm pretty sure you're going to love what you see. It could make the difference between staying at home with your children or not. PS's are always very, very powerful in creating that excitement and wanting to see what comes next. Email number two, subject, can stay-at-home parents really earn from home? Now, hey there, last time we discussed the fact that you really, really, really wanted to stay home, be able to stay home with your children, yet earn enough money to support your family. But then we also mentioned it's nearly impossible for most families just to survive on one income. Sad, sad but true. But you know, you're determined. At the same time, you're not going to stop at anything so that you can be at home to raise your children. So what is the answer? Well, to be honest, you know, the answer is pretty, pretty cool. And a lot of times, something like this can work for you. As a matter of fact, I am thoroughly excited to show this for you, because I work with many stay-at-home parents, and these parents have earned a full-time income online just from working from home. How have they done this? By using something you probably have right now yourself. A computer, a smartphone, a tablet, anything that has connectivity to the internet. Now keep in mind, I am not talking about any of those ridiculous, scammy, fake things you see on social media, earn $3,862,482 doing nothing, etc., etc. No. This is for real parents, real moms, real dads who want to stay at home and raise their family. They want to start their online business at home. And these folks, well, you know, they're now earning a great income from doing that. And to be honest with you, you know, there's a ton of options out there. You're not limited to just one idea. You could write, blog, freelance, work as an affiliate. You could even create your own products. Now, all of these can be paths to your financial future, paths to you being able to stay at home, raise your children, and yet support your family. But you know something? I'm particularly excited about one of these options, because I really think this could be perfect for people like you in your situation, because you can do it in your spare time, and you know, actually, it's quite a lot of fun as well. And yet again, I realize I've written a heck of a lot now, so stay tuned for tomorrow's email, where I am going to share with you that particular business. And be sure to look for it. It's going to be entitled Chapter 3, etc., 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 and it might allow you to be able to earn the kind of income you need to support your family while staying at home. Until then, and then you'd have the clothes off. P.S. might be, P.S., remember to check your email tomorrow, okay? You're not going to want to miss this. Third email might be something along like this. Hey mom, hey dad, hey parents, here's your solution to earning a full-time income from home. Hey there, Barbling. Well, I'm Barbling, so you probably wouldn't say Barbling because you're not Barbling, but I digress. I'm so excited because, you know, I think this can really change your life and the lives of your family members. Yesterday, I shared with you the fact there are lots of ways that you can support your family online from home, lots of ways you can earn money, and you can still stay home with your babies, your children, see them grow, and support your family at the same time. So today, I think you're really going to enjoy this, because I'm going to now offer a complete guide for you to doing this as a part-time parent blogger, or a part-time mommy blogger, or a part-time daddy blogger, etc., etc. Now, this particular method, it's fun, it's lucrative, you can make a lot of money, you can do it in your spare time, and it also helps you earn a great income as well. You see, I know how badly you want to stay home. I know also how much you want to raise your kids at home. I know how you don't want to miss a moment of your children's lives, but yeah, it's difficult to do unless you have those incomes coming in. So here is your solution, and get this. It's less than the price of a couple of Happy Meals. It's only $7, and it will get you started from the very, very beginning. You know, this could be life-changing, because after all, your children are young only once. So grab hold of your future today. Start your own lucrative blog from home today. This is not a biz op. This is not a make money fast. This is a true opportunity for you to create and craft the kind of life you desire online. You work hard, and now it is time to cash in. And then you would simply include a link to the sales page or your affiliate link. Sign off, and what's the takeaway you've now gotten from these three particular emails? Lots and lots of room here for writing pre-selling emails. Basically, you want to craft your emails in such a way that it mentions a problem, hints at a solution, and then delivers the complete answer on a silver platter that goes to the affiliate link, your sales page, etc., etc. This is a very powerful technique, the art of pre-selling. And if you include this in your email marketing / list building / affiliate marketing efforts, guaranteed you are going to see your income increase. So yep, this is Barb Ling here with the art of pre-selling. Hope you enjoy. Take care. Bye-bye.